Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 256 with Amanda Peer. First broadcast on the Nation Station Radio GH on Sunday 18th of January 2026. Hello everyone. On this date, 1486, King Henry VII of England married Elizabeth of York, daughter of Edward IV, uniting the houses of Lancaster and York, who had fought the Wars of the Roses, and creating the House of Tudor. All today's dances will reference this in some way, beginning with The Yorkshire Rose by Trish Reid, published by the RSCDS in their latest book, 54. Ones, twos and threes, set, cross, set and cross back. Ones down the middle and back to second place. Ones turn the twos and then turn the threes. Reflection reels of three on the sides. Neil Galloway, no relation to Ewan, recorded the CD. the Neil Galloway Scottish Dance Band played Strathcarran Dancers by George Meikle, The Mist Covered Mountain by Junior Crean, Peter MacDonald's Leather Breeks by Arthur Scott Robertson, and Davies Bray by Jim Johnston for the Yorkshire Rose. The Tudor Rose by Barry Skelton is an 8x32 bar reel, with the central 16 bars being two diagonal weasel reels. The recording I have chosen is from Robert Whitehead's most recent CD, Simmer Dim.
Thank you.
Robert and the Danelaw Band played four traditional tunes: The Sally Gardens, The Barmaid, The Mason's Apron, and Willifjord. There are two 8x Strass Bays which I picked out today: The Royal Wedding by Jean A. MacKinnon from 1981, and Two Roses by John Bowie Dixon, which was written for a wedding in 1994. The Royal Wedding is an RSCDS dance, and therefore has a recording. In fact, six recordings. So we will hear George Meikle and the Lothian Band play four Scott Skinner tunes. George Meikle and the Lothian Band played Our Highland Queen, The Cradle Song, Sorona, and Glen Coe, all tunes by James Scott Skinner. The Wedding Link is an 8x32 bar jig by Lynn Christie, published in the Highlander Collection, with a recording by Marian Anderson's Scottish Dance Band. Anderson's band played The Bag of Plums by John McCusker, Bobby Crow of Balmullo by Willie Hunter, Gordon's Cockroaches, and Ian and Ishbel Crichton, both by Colin Dewar, for The Wedding Link. Red Rose and White, the two roses for Lancaster and York, which were then combined to make the Tudor Rose, is an 8x32 bar reel by Gene Atwood, with some interesting variations in. Ones turn, cast, and dance half figure of eight down, then go into their right for a right hand across, after which they have a sort of short snake pass to the other end. Ones with only one person following them pass right shoulder into a left hand across. The next movement is also a variant. Turn partner, corner, corner, partner, left, right, left, right, then rails of three on opposite sides. The recording is another from Robert Whitehead. New High Level by Robert Wynnum, Miss Jean Milligan by Winifred Bird Matthew, Dancing the Baby, and then Snouts and Ears of America by Jimmy Blue, played by Robert and the Danelaw Band for Red Rose and White. Time for another Strathspey now, and the Red Rose is for a square set devised in 2016 by Margaret Shearer of Dunfermline. The music is played by Frank Thompson and his band. Frank Thompson and his band played Low Down in the Broom, The Nut Brown Maiden, Dearest Dear by Lady Jane Scott, and Will You Not Come Back Again by Caroline Lady Nairn Oliphant, a contemporary and friend of Robert Burns. The Wedding Bells is a two-couple jig by Anselm Lignow, with a recommended recording from Pinewoods for Miss Grace Hayes' delight. As it is only for two couples, then I'll fade it out after six times. Susie Petroff and the ladies from That Pinewood Sound played Miss Grace Hayes' Delight by Neil Gow, Stan Chapman's Jig by Jerry Holland, Scarce a Tatties by Norman MacLean, and June Jig by Jeremy Kittle. Another dance called The Tudor Rose, this time a four-couple reel by Myrtle Tudor Herman in the Chicago 10th Anniversary Collection. I have chosen a generic track from Sound Company. Thank you. and Company played Mickey Ainsworth by Ronnie Cooper, Brenda Stubbart's Reel by Jerry Holland, Drury's Jamboree by Bill Black, and Itchy Fingers by Pipe Major Robert Pinkman. There are two versions of this next dance by Arthur Boswell, which is for five couples arranged in a circle. There is a 128-bar reel and a 64-bar condensed version as a strass bay, which is the one I have chosen for today, and that will fit to Marian Anderson's recording for Sunlit Square. Anderson and her band played two Muriel Johnston tunes, Mr. and Mrs. Little of Castle Douglas and Megan Adante. A Very Yorkshire Wedding is a four-couple jig by Peter Holmes for his daughter's wedding. Very simple and everyone dancing most of the time. For this, we will hear Marian Anderson's track for Haste to the Royal Wedding. played Nottingham Cottage by John Barnes, and then three from Alan Crookston. Bobby Stewart's jig, Alan Cruikshank's compliments to Alex Dalgleish, and Finlay Andrew Murray Nicol. A last Strathspey could be one of two for three couples, the White Rose of York, longwise set by Yvonne Mortier, or Yorkshire Rose, which is for a triangular set, and by Jean Thompson. Either, hopefully, will fit with this recording by Scotch Mist called New Year Wedding. Mist, which is Laird Brown's Canadian band, played three tunes by keyboard player Donnie Wood, New Year Wedding, Fields of Torridon, and A Frosty Morn. We're going to finish with Red House, a slight stretch of the theme, but such great tunes. And again, we'll hear from Robert Whitehead and send our best wishes to David Bolton and his family this week, particularly on Tuesday. tune, Red House, is traditional. Lady Mackenzie of Call is by Nathaniel Gow. And the last two were by Ian MacPhail. Mrs. Mary Printy, for his grandmother, and Miss Elizabeth Purcell's favourite. A little bit from the Battersea Boys to play out with the Mark Knopfler tune, Going Home. Burns night next Sunday, so be ready with your haggis. Bye!